Good morning, friends. I'm not sure if you have heard Theresa May's recent, assertions about grammar schools. Now, what happened this morning was quite unprecedented. I got a call from LBC Radio to, you know, just basically answer a couple of questions about the importance of grammar schools or why parents are now focusing on grammar schools. So what I have done is just included a clip of that interview with Nick Ferrari. I understand a lot of people heard it because I've had a number of calls this morning, but I also know that maybe some people would have missed it. So I thought I'll share this with my friends on Facebook. Thank you all for your support.
Of a grandma. Thank you, Sarah Jane. Come back with more stories from the papers. Why you love grammar schools? Let's find out. Feluke is in Romford. Why is it Feluke? Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Nick. How are you? Thanks for having me again.
Not at all. Thank you for telling me. Why do parents would seem to be so enamoured of this type of education, would you say?
I mean, I'll just go back to my experience, for example. I have two sons who, you know, one just going to start grammar school and another one already in one.
Right.
And I'll tell you why parents are focusing on this education. I think when you look at the Ofsted report and when you look at the standards of some of the schools in our local areas, a lot of us there, we would like to send our school to our children to the schools right next door to our home.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, when you look at the standards of education, if Ofsted can grade a school at level 4, there is no way. I mean, a parent who is clued up about education will not want to send their child to that sort of school. So I think what we need to focus on, and what Theresa May needs to focus on, is looking at the standards of the comprehensive schools, some of the schools in our local areas, you know, and try and see what we can do, what can be done, or what could be done to actually
do it. Do you not think that in the eyes of many parents, lastly, Feluke, and I don't want to write off vast numbers of schools, and indeed vast numbers of teachers and children, but the idea is, in the eyes of parents, for many, does not seem to work, and they just won't buy into it any longer?
Sorry, could you just ask that again?
Why don't parents buy into the idea of comprehensive schools? I don't think there's much love in the room for them anymore.
To be honest, I think there is love for them.
No, I don't think there is.
I think there is. To be honest with you, I mean, before I started the whole 11 plus process, I did look closely at all the schools in my local area. And yes, we have fantastic schools in some parts of where I live, you know, Havering.
Mm.
But the thing is, I don't live close to those schools. I don't live close enough to those schools. And that's the problem.
That is the problem. Feluke, thank you. I have to move on. More calls in a moment. Daniel, you're going to tell me about the joys of grammar schools in just a moment. But to a story that's featured on the front page of the Daily Telegraph.
Thank you all. That was the short clip. And, you know, it's just, you know, one of those things that we all, it's a question on the back of everybody's mind. Why are we bothering with all this whole grammar schools, independent schools, and going on about it? And I just think the awareness is what I'm putting out there. I want parents to be aware of the importance of having a good education. If you can go get your kid into a fantastic comprehensive school next door, then yeah, by all means, go for it. But the problem is a lot of parents don't have that opportunity, and that's why we're here today. So thank you all for listening, and have a wonderful day.